and local.
I'm Kathy Geary. Welcome to Now and Then. And you know what? We are in the home stretch. The election is coming right up. Oh, yes. And so I'm going to listen to some music from some incredibly powerful singer-songwriters. We're going to start with Neil Young. We're going to hear from Stevie Nicks, Becca Stevens, and Jesse Wells. Neil Young, live, 1989, Neil Young with his guitar and harmonica, from Woody Guthrie to Pete Seeger to Bob Dylan and into the hands of Neil Young, the powerful art form of the singer-songwriter, with celebrating the free world with criticism, because freedom of choice, freedom of expression, it's an incredible thing that we have the power, every single one of us, to participate in this democracy. And the election is coming right up, and honestly, just between you and me, I cannot wait for it to be over. Every time you turn on the radio or anything you do, you're just surrounded by, messages everywhere. And so music is my resort. I like to listen to music that gives me ideas, gives me hope, and inspires me. And the idea of the protest song, the idea of the social commentary, that singer-songwriters really took that over. And somewhere along the line, Crosby, Stills, Nash & Young turned it into rock and roll, because it was much more of a folk music tradition. The idea of the troubadour. But there's something very powerful about just singing guitar and harmonica. So, yeah, the freedom of expression, and that's a very critical song. That's a very critical song. But it's a wonderful to understand the breadth and the depth of expression that Neil Young has, because he has songs where he loves America. He wouldn't have the freedom to express himself like that in many places of the world. There's one song that he recorded with Crazy Horse on an album called Colorado, which was released in 2019. And the whole band actually went up to a studio at 9,000 feet and recorded this album. And there's a song on there, and it's a rainbow of colors. And he loves the United States. So Neil Young with Crazy Horse, Rainbow of Colors.
There's a rainbow of colors in the old U.S. No one's gonna whitewash those colors away. Now I know some might tell me that there's not room for all, and they should just go to the places they fall, where their lives lie, they're broken. There's no chance left at all. And the leaders have spoken on that side of the wall. There's a rain. This I can tell you, we the people are strong, and we know that our brothers and our sisters in song. There's a rainbow of colors in the old USA. No one
Neil Young and Crazy Horse, Rainbow of Colors. So you see, that is a beautiful song, the old USA. Well, you know, he has the ability to be very negative as well, very critical. And there's a lot of people that are just so dissatisfied with everything, and it doesn't necessarily mean it's about a political thing, one side or the other. There's just a lot of frustration out there with how complicated things are. And so Neil Young and Crazy Horse have this song called Shut It Down, Shut the Whole System Down. And I think it's representative of a certain feeling that a lot of people have. But it's interesting for me to hear it put into a song. It strikes me differently. I can kind of like get behind it. There's something about music that communicates more than just the words. And even though it's a negative song, it's coming from, and this, it's coming from a positive place. Tell me what you think.
System down.
People are trying to save this earth from an ugly death.
System down.
People trying to live, working in a world to meet that threat.
Have to shut the whole system down.
All around the planet, there's a blindness that just can't see.
Shut the whole system down.
They're all wearing climate shades as cool as they can.
So, you know, let's turn off all the electricity, let's all grow our own food, and shut the whole thing down. What about the animals? What about the bees and the birds and the bees? Neil Young, let's just start over for eternity. You know, What a brilliant songwriter he is. He doesn't pull any punches, but he has a way of putting very powerful ideas very simply. Doesn't mean the ideas themselves are simple. So I love the idea when we started the program with that live version of Rockin' in the Free World, just an acoustic guitar and a harmonica and him singing. That's all you need when you have a really good song. So I've been playing Jesse Wells for you for the last month or so. And there's always new songs coming out. He's very prolific. And so I've actually traced down his birthday. Jesse Wells was born on November the 22nd in 1994. So he's 29 years old. Neil Young was also born in November, on November the 12th. But it was back in 1945. Neil Young is now 78. Jesse Wells is only 29. And they're both continuing on the idea of the protest song, the folk protest song. And so when it comes to complicated systems, you know, shut the whole system down, there is nothing more complicated than the Electoral College. You know, and so Jesse Wells has written a song about it to share his opinion with us. He's an outspoken young man as well. So I'm going to play two songs by Jesse, which he has released in the past month or so. We're going to start with the newest one called The Electoral College. And then we're going to go hear a song that he wrote about the one and only debate between Mr. Trump and Ms. Harris. This is Jesse Wells, The Electoral College.
Well, if you want to go and vote, let me tell you what to do. You got to pick yourself a side, and there's really only two. Don't ask questions. There's a college that you ain't in debt to. There's a college you could not apply. It's the electoral one, and it ain't quite as fun as bullshit degrees and Saturday nights. Each state takes up all of its votes, tosses out the minority, and they take a few tokens and say, nah, this ain't broken, and then they hand them on over to the powers that be, to the winner, rah, rah, go team, don't choke, don't say that it works, but don't say that it's broke. They're eating cats, they're eating ducks, they're eating possums and dogs. We're gonna send them all back to where they belong. I have rallies, they're awesome, no one ever leaves. But they're checking my facts and everybody's picking on me. I had a bad time, it was ugly, take me home to Mar-a-Lago. I went to camp, I read the books, I learned just what to do. I kicked him right in the ego, and he done came unglued. I got some plans from the mans in the billionaire suits. We're gonna feel the perma-war, but you can afford the food. I had a good time, it was fun, take me home. We're gonna save the D-E-M-O-C-R-A-C-Y. Why would you ever believe a single word they tell you or me? They're bloodthirsty for power, and we're all in the way. You'd have to be insane to play the games they play. But nobody forgot where they was, and no one got shot. If you set the bar low, you'll be happy with what you got. We owe, so it's off to war we go. We owe, so it's off to war we go. If it's gas, I'll ride a bike. If it's taxes, have some more. Just stop the bad cancer in the endless war. Signal all your virtues, hide all your vice. Neither one does a damn if you never take your own advice. I watched a debate, it was stupid, take me home, country roads. We're gonna save the D-E-M-O-C-R-A-C-Y. Why would you ever believe a single word they tell you or me? They're bloodthirsty for power, and we're all in the way. You'd have to be trying to play the games they play, but nobody forgot where they was, and no one got shot. If you set the bar low, you'll be happy with what you got. We-o, so it's off to war we go. We-o, so it's off to war we go. We-o.
Got some hard knocks we might have earned. Some folks go to school, others have to learn. And most of life is wishing, trying to get back to a memory of a memory you never might have had. My heart's a locomotive, runs on black and coal and cigarettes and coffee. I could never roll my own. I'm borrowing matches from the Padre, hearing church bells toll, wondering what the hell's the difference between dying and getting old. That can't be right. What year is it this year tonight? If I die, I'll die of fright. That can't be right. That acid flashback really, really cracked my eyes. Do the right drug once, you'll get to do it twice. And now I'm crowing about places and things I've never been. You know I'm never gonna whore it out and take that gig again. I believe the light is crackling round the edge of anesthesia, lying on the table with the whole world reaching in ya. Hope to Jesus, Buddha, Bob, that they wash their hands. There's no class action passage to break all my shitty bands. That can't be right. What year is it this year tonight? If I die, I'll die of fright. That can't be right. When I was younger, it confused me. Now I think I get it. My old man, he don't like pictures, especially if he's in them. Time is not a mirror, it's some distorted view of the way you thought you was and what you thought they thought of you. And all that trash that I tossed out, it weren't by no means good. But just because someone tells you, don't really mean you should. My friends would try and cheer me up the best they knew to do. There's no rescuing a diver with two cinder blocks for shoes. That can't be right. What year is it this year tonight? If I die, I'll die of fright. That can't be right. I'm still agog with mortal dogs and skills I don't possess. I'm a practitioner of practice, I'm a giving it my best. I'm left and I'm still leaving, I got several miles to go. I ain't ready to do something till there's something I'm ready for. There's a pillar in the desert and it's all lit with flames. It's been burning there for eons. It's the end of all the games. We owe apologies and ass whoopings. It seems to even out. You can't never know you're happy if you've never lived without, and that's alright. What year is it this year tonight? If I die, I'll die of fright. That can't be right. That can't be right. What year is it this year tonight? Four white horses towards the light. That can't be right. enchanted by the panic. I wish I was simple, plain like rain, running right down the middle. Everything inside me was hot, everything inside me was inflamed. I was looking everywhere for the man everybody told me I could blame. But I gotta keep moving on, 'cause staying still could kill me and you if we wait for too long. Yeah, I gotta keep moving on. Almost every night something ain't right, but I don't know what's wrong, yeah. Sail me out of this hell, Virgil. They poison the well, and I can't drink here now. Saint Steve Irwin, I'm a child, and I'm certain them are wild crocodiles. Won't you choke them out? Everything I'd ever seen was piled up into a dream. I was afraid I would forget, now I remember everything. So I gotta keep moving on, 'cause staying still could kill me and you if we wait for too long. Yeah, I gotta keep moving on. Almost every night something ain't right, but I don't know what's wrong. Yeah, I can work this out, I can fight through the pain. I can see a light at the end of the tunnel, then again it could be the train. Yeah, I can work this out, nothing's holding me back. There's hope on the horizon, or maybe the earth's just flat. And swaying to dementia, that's the tune that they were playing. I could have swore somebody laughed as we were leaving Pangea. I had a nice enough time, things were fine. I guess I'll see you when I see you, 'cause I gotta keep moving on, 'cause staying still could kill me and you if we wait for too long. Yeah, I gotta keep moving, keep moving on. Almost every night something ain't right, but I don't know what's wrong. Yeah, I can work this out, I can fight through the pain. I can see a light at the end of the tunnel, then again it could be the train. Yeah, I can work this out, nothing's holding me back. There's hope on the horizon, or maybe the earth's just flat. Yeah, I can work this out, I can fight through the pain. I can see a light at the end of the tunnel, then again it could be the train. Yeah, I can work this out, nothing's holding me back. There's hope on the horizon, or maybe the earth's just flat. I wish you could see what my eyes see as the leaves fall down out the sky, as the cardinal darts and the robin chirps dark and the gooses honk hark ye goodbye. The apples are done and the trees where they hung, and gourds of all greatness and moods are nestled in hay yellow fields neath persimmon trees. This year the sign's all red spoons. I wish you could see what my eyes see as the summer slips out of view. Time's gonna gonna take me, baby, just as I am. It's autumn here, how about you? There'll be talk of turkeys and taters and puddings and pilgrims and corn on the cob, as the squirrels squirrel away what they can for each day, for the old man is getting along. Never have I ever wanted to measure the time like I want to do now. As the goldenrod fades and short are the days, I wish I could pause it somehow. I wish you could see what my eyes see as the summer slips out of view. Time's gonna take me, baby, just as I am. It's autumn here, how about you? The bugs of the summer grow quiet with wonder as Pegasus rises east, and the sweet morning dew will turn to frost soon into dens, all ye critters and beasts. The chipmunks a chitter and the mountain stream glimmers in the light of a harvest moon night, but I haven't forgotten it wouldn't be autumn if we weren't between seasons of life. I wish you could see what my eyes see as the summer slips out of view. Time's gonna take me, baby, just as I am. It's autumn here, how about you? Time's gonna take me, baby, just as I am. It's autumn here, how about you?
You've just heard some beautiful songs by Jesse Wells. You know, I love that song. St. Steve Irwin is what it's called. And I think I see a light at the end of the tunnel. Then again, it might be the train. Is that hope on the horizon, or maybe the earth just flat? He's got an incredible way with words. And he writes real straightforward songs. And the power, once again, of the singer-songwriter, the protest folk song, just a harmonica, a guitar, and a sharp wit, Mr. Jesse Wells. So he has really taken off in about the past 3 months. He really got a lot of attention for the first song that really went viral for him. Actually, was on TikTok. And we're going to hear just this one last song. And this song is called War Isn't Murder. So Jesse Wells actually has released 2 recordings, Hell's Wells, and then his most recent collection called Patchwork, released in October of 2024. He's an interesting young man. He's actually been playing in a variety of bands since he was about 17 or 18. He's had, you know, 2 or 3 different bands, and he's done a lot of music, but nothing ever really seemed to catch any traction. And I've seen some of the really early stuff he did, and he's got super long hair, and it's kind of hard rock, and he's playing electric guitar, and it's just like, yeah, okay, so it just didn't really do much for me at all. It's hard to believe he's the same person. It's like he just took off all the disguises. I'm not going to try to be anything, and he just started standing in a field. He's from Ozark, Arkansas. And almost every single song that I heard from him was a video, and he would be standing in the same field, the same skyline behind him. And there's this field behind him, and he's right in the middle of these really tall grasses. And you can kind of see how the season goes. And by the time he recorded the Electoral College, you know, everything is kind of turned brown, and it's a fascinating career. So the song that really caught everyone's attention for him is War Isn't Murder. And he has a satirical way, you know, like a Bob Dylan way. A lot of people compare him to Bob Dylan, but I think they're quite extremely distinctive songwriters, different from each other in many ways. So War Isn't Murder was a song really written about the Hamas and Israel war. This song is called War Isn't Murder. This is Jesse Wells.
War isn't murder, good men don't die, children don't starve and all women survive. War isn't murder, that's what they say when you're fighting the devil. Murder's okay. War isn't murder, they're called casualties. There ain't a veteran with a good night's sleep. Let's talk about dead people, I mean a dead people. The dead don't feel honor, they don't feel that brave. They don't feel avenged, they're lucky if they got graves. Call your dead mother, ask her when she died. It's a deathly silence on the other line. The dead don't talk, but their children don't forget. So in 20 short years, you could live to regret that. War isn't murder, there's money at stake. Even Kushner agrees it's good real estate. War isn't murder, as Netanyahu, he's got a song for that and a bomb for you. War isn't murder, it's an old desert faith. It's a nation state sanctioned righteous hate. Let's talk about dead people, I mean a dead people. War isn't murder, it's the vengeance of God. If you can't see the bodies, they don't blow when they rot. And the flies don't swarm and the children don't cry. If war isn't murder, good men don't die. So in a short 20 years when you vacation the strip, don't think about the dead and have a nice trip. Tom Hanks. War isn't murder, they don't ship out the poor, and the bullets they fire aren't part of the cure. War isn't murder, land is a right, but the bank's called dibs, it's something you can't fight. Let's talk about dead people, I mean a dead people. The dead don't feel honor, they don't feel that brave. They don't feel avenged, they're lucky if they got graves. War isn't murder, ain't a river of blood stretching all through time and raining down in a flood. It's a dark sacrifice made on your behalf. So get down on your knees and thank the sweet Lord that war isn't murder.
Jesse Wells, War Isn't Murder. I'm Kathy Geary, and you're listening to Now and Then. Yeah, you listen local. Yeah, that's right. That's right, Radio Catskill. You know, thinking about the upcoming election is just right around the corner. I can't help but wonder if John Lennon was here. What would he say? I don't know. There's a lot of people from his generation. The Rolling Stones released a new album this past year. Actually, we're going to hear a song from Stevie Nicks that she just released. If John was here, I'm sure he'd have something to say. But there is a song that he recorded in the Dakota apartment. And it's just a demo song. But I kind of think it could be interpreted as it's time for another election. This is John Lennon. Here We Go Again.
Here we go again. Here we go again and again. Where it's going, nobody knows. Though I know we've been this place before. Someone keeps on moving the door. Here we go again. Everyone's a one-night stand. You never really heard the band. All I wanted was a thank you man. Round and round we go. So I say hello again, and nobody gives a damn. No one wants to hold your hand. Everyone's an also ran.
Something like that. John Lennon was 39 years old when he wrote that song at the Dakota apartment in Manhattan. So, you know, protest songs, songs that speak right out to events that are happening. And I really appreciate when I find a songwriter that has the ability to address a difficult issue so eloquently. There's a young woman named Becca Stevens. She's 40 years old. She was born on June the 14th in 1989. And she wrote a song. She is actually was singing and writing with David Crosby at the end of his life. And she said that David Crosby gave her an assignment to write a song. And the song was about the death of Heather Heyer. There in Charlottesville, Virginia, in 2017, there was this white supremacist rally called Unite the Right. And there's this man named Fields. He was convicted of domestic terrorism. He drove his car right into a crowd of protesters and he killed Heather. She was only 32 years old. So Becca Stevens has written a song called Heather Heyer's Letters to Her Mother. And there are a series of letters talking about what she plans to do and how excited she is about what's going to happen. And then there's the final letter is after she's gone and she's telling her mother, you know, it's your turn now, Mom, take over. Very emotional song. This is from Becca Stevens, Heather's Letters to Her Mother.
Filings a new guy keeping me happy. But he had a problem being kind to people who don't look like him. And when I saw him looking down on my friends, I said, you'll never love me if you can't love them. 'Cause we've got
Becca Stevens, Heather's letters to her mother about the death of Heather Heyer. She was protesting a white supremacist rally in Charlottesville in 2017. Those were hard times. So, female singer-songwriter Stevie Nicks has had an incredible career. She was born on May the 26th, back in 1948. She's now 76 years old. But she's still a very powerful voice. On October the 12th in 2024, she came on to Saturday Night Live and did a live performance of a song called The Lighthouse, which she just released on September the 29th in 2024. And it is a song encouraging women to claim their rights. It's a very feminist-oriented song, and it talks about the loss of women's rights. This is Stevie Nicks. The song is called The Lighthouse.
Unless you stand up. place, they'll shut you down. You better learn how to fight. You better say it out loud.
Stevie Nicks, The Lighthouse. Don't let them take your power in the final hour. Very powerful song, released in September of 2024. I'm Kathy Geary. You've been listening to Now and Then. So a lot of songs today having to do with the upcoming election. We heard from Neil Young, Rainbow of Colors. We heard from Jesse Wells, Becca Stevens, and then that last recording from Stevie Nicks. I hope you're well. I hope you're safe. And once again, thank you so much for listening.
Support for Radio Catskill comes from The Furniture Restore, located on Main Street in Jeffersonville, specializing in antique and vintage furniture, rugs, art, and lighting, because buying well-made and pre-owned is a better choice for the planet. Online at therestorejville.com. And from The River Reporter, the community newspaper serving four counties along the Delaware River in Pennsylvania and New York, riverreporter.com. And from listeners like you.
This is Radio Catskill, local news, culture, and NPR. Made possible by listeners like you who donate at wjffradio.org. Listen on air, live streaming at wjffradio.org, or ask your smart speaker to play Radio Catskill.